The relocation centers are supervised by the War Relocation Authority, which assumed responsibility for the people after they had been evacuated and cared for temporarily by the Army. A relocation center, housing from 7 to 18,000 people. Barrack-type buildings divided into compartments. 12 or 14 residence buildings to a block. Each block provided with a mess hall, bathhouse, laundry building, and recreation hall. About 300 people to a block. The entire community bounded by a wire fence and guarded by military police, symbols of the military nature of the evacuation. Each family, upon arrival at a relocation center, was assigned to a single room compartment, about 20 by 25 feet. Barren, unattractive. A stove, a light bulb, cots, mattresses, and blankets. Those were the things provided by the government. The family's own furniture was in storage on the West Coast. Scrap lumber, perhaps some wallboard, and a great deal of energy, curtains, pictures, drapes, depending on the family's own ingenuity and taste, helped to make the place livable. Some families built partitions to provide some privacy. Others took what they received and made the best of it. The 300 or so residents of each block eat in a mess hall, cafeteria style. Rough wooden tables with attached benches. The food is nourishing, but simple. A maximum of 45 cents a day per person is allowed for food, and the actual cost is considerably less than this, for an increasing amount of the food is produced at the centers. A combination of Oriental dishes to meet the tastes of the Issei, born in Japan, and of American-type dishes to satisfy the Nisei, born in America. Lands that had never been occupied or farmed were chosen for most of the relocation centers. Most of the land was covered with desert growth, or with timber in the case of the Arkansas centers. It had to be cleared before farming could start. Then it had to be leveled, and irrigation ditches laid out, or rebuilt, in order that the people could produce a part of their own food. Then came the plowing, and preparation of the soil, and planting. A few of the centers had crops in 1942. In 1943, all of them. About half of the evacuated people were farm folk, skilled producers of vegetables, fruits, and other crops. They had made desert lands productive before, and around the relocation centers they could and did do it again by the application of hard work and water for irrigation. At the two centers in Arkansas, they have introduced Western-type irrigation and succeeded in producing vegetables in the heat of midsummer, when ordinary production methods are not successful. Tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, corn, melons, and many other crops have been grown on land that a year or 2 years ago was unproductive.